gotcha. Now, we've been going through this series, as Pastor George reminded us of the verse, on fruits of the Spirit.
It's of a series about
and if you guys can remember,
we're
going to go through them. So do you guys remember what week one was?
If only our hearts are open and he abides within us.
And, self-control.
There's a verse of scripture
where we learned about David and how he was
had
the opportunity to take out his enemy.
5:22 and 23, and here are the words. Say it with me, if you
would. Gentleness, and how we learned about the difference between weakness and meekness, and they're not the same thing. And to be gentle does not mean
goodness. Faithfulness,
gentleness, we learned about faith and being faithful,
and
how we need to hold on
things,
to what God is doing.
No law. Galatians,
we learned
5,
about goodness.
22 and 23. Now, Kevin,
we
make
learned
it
about
disappear.
Kindness.
We're going to try it again without looking at the words as a cheat sheet.
What
Come
are we going to be learning
away,
about
Kevin.
Today?
Make it go away.
Patience.
Oh, it's gone. It's just on the back screen. Okay.
One of the things that as I began to examine this and began to think about this, I started to ask myself the question, what is a fruit of the Spirit?
Patience. Kindness,
to just kind of get myself in the right frame of
mind.
And to get myself in that place where I can accurately understand.
Against these
and I got to this
things,
understanding that
there is
a fruit
no
of the Spirit
law.
Is simply the outcome of living
5,
a Spirit-filled life. Isn't that super simple?
And 23.
And as we go throughout our journey as Christians,
scripture
these
the
principles, these
morning.
Fruits should be coming truer and truer of us. Isn't that,
Good morning.
Isn't that pretty cool? Like, I mean, how amazing is it that we can have
full
more
range
self-control
of emotions prayers to
and we don't
God.
Have to be a slave
These
to the impulses
words
of
about
our
how
desire.
One's experiences can become a means of greater patience
But
in
I
the
thought
life
about it,
believer.
And I thought, you know, for a
Hear
sermon
the word
on,
of the Lord from
on
Psalm 40.
Patience, we should just go through this whole chapter word by word. How do you guys think about that?
Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry.
You guys know me
he
well enough to know that I'm short and sweet and to the point.
Out of the mud and mire.
So we're going to do today.
He set my feet on a rock
but
and
these
gave
whole
me a
principles,
firm
as
place
we go about it, as we develop more of
mouth,
each and every one of them,
of
we are going to be more and more
Many
like
see
God
and
like Christ.
And, put their trust
and
in
we
the
see
Lord.
In Christ and we see in the Father
Blessed
and we see in the Holy Spirit
the
that these
trust,
principles and the rest of them
the
are all perfectly
to those
exhibited.
Who turn aside to false gods.
Perfectly exhibited.
Many,
and
O
the more we exemplify these,
the wonders you have done.
The
things you planned for us, no one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of
them,
they would be
not?
Too many to declare.
Now, there was a phrase in my
Sacrifice
household growing up that I heard several times,
desire,
and it goes like this, never ask God for patience.
Pierced,
because he doesn't give you patience, he gives you an opportunity
you
to be
require.
Patient.
Then I said,
and for somebody who needs a little bit more
I
patience,
am.
Isn't that the worst?
I have come. It is written
you know,
about
we
me in the scroll.
Live in an instant
I
society.
I desire to do your will,
I have
oh
a device
God.
In my pocket that can get me any piece of information I want.
I proclaim righteousness
like
in the great assembly.
And in our world
I
today,
do
don't we need
seal
just
my
a little
lips,
bit more patience?
As you know, O Lord.
How
I
often am I in the car driving and I'm seeing somebody, you know, wanting to walk across the street as I want to make that left turn. And they're there and I'm walking and I'm just like,
do not withhold your mercy from me,
can't you go a little bit faster?
May your
Just
love
a little
and your
bit faster.
Truth always protect me.
Keep going.
For troubles without
and then
number
I finally
surround
can go.
Me. My sins
but how
have
long
overtaken
was that really?
Me, and I cannot
20
see.
Seconds,
they are more
seconds,
than the hairs of my
seconds.
Head,
what is it really
and my heart fails within me.
Patience.
Be pleased, O Lord, to save
now,
me.
Now, like I said, we never ask
Lord,
God for patience because,
to help me.
You know, he doesn't
May all who
to really just
to take
download
my life
a supernatural portion of patience. He gives us opportunities
May
to be patient.
May all who desire my ruin
but the psalmist
be turned back
exhibited
in disgrace.
What it meant to be patient.
May those who say to
and
me,
I think he exhibited
aha,
what
aha,
really
be
is like to be in that
shame.
Place where you're longing
but
for
may
God
all who seek
to
you
do
rejoice and
something.
Be glad in you. May those who love your salvation
you to think
always
about
say, The Lord
a moment
be
in your life where you were longing
Yet
for God
I am
to do
poor and needy.
Something.
May the Lord think of
Maybe
me.
Maybe it's right now. Maybe you're
you
in a place
help
where you are just
deliverer.
Saying,
oh my
God, I need
do
you
delay.
To do this thing.
This is the word of
I
the
I need
Lord.
You to move in me. I need you to move in this situation. I need you to move. Maybe you just got out of one of those seasons that God finally delivered. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I wanted to extract a few principles that I think that we all can benefit from. As we look at the suffering of the psalmist, I realize that suffering isn't a straight line. Patience is never a straight line. In his suffering, it was never this, oh, God's good, he's going to deliver. God's good, he's going to deliver. God's good, he's going to. No, it wasn't like that. So it starts out fairly simply. I waited patiently and he heard my cry. How many of you have started your patient journey and were like, you know, God's going to hear me? He's going to, I believe it. and then you kind of are not seeing too much motion on it. You start to get to say, you know what? I desire your will, God. I'm not seeing you yet, but I still am hanging on. And we get to this point here, for my troubles without number surround me. If you guys are in the midst of a season where you need patience, how many of you feel like this? And if not now, recently. And if not recently, it's coming. It's coming. I want to remind us all that being patient doesn't require that constant faithful face that we put on where we say, you know, God's going to move, he's going to move, he's going to move. Faith teaches us that we know that's true. But patience allows us as people to recognize the reality that it feels sometimes like God's just so far. Where we're waiting for that one thing to finally happen, it feels like he's nowhere. But what happens next? We start to realize that, you know what? As much as God may feel far away, we want him here now. And we start to beg and plead and we ask him, God, come quickly. And then that finally happens. God, you are my deliverer. How many of you have been in that place where you are saying, God, you are my deliverer right now? You can point to a moment where you needed some patience and God provided. I think we all can be there. I think we all have been there. This life of ups and downs. We recognize that patience is in a straight line. And we see it in the Psalms, but where else do we see it? God's relationship with us. How much has God had to be patient with me? That's why I ask myself. How often has God had to be patient with me when I wanted to do my own thing and God wanted something different for me? When I had my own ideas of what I thought God wanted for me, and I wasn't taking the time to listen to him. How many of us have been there? And if God is the perfect God who all of these things are true of, God is a patient God. Amen? He is patient with me. He's patient with you. And you know what? I don't think I'm out of line to say that sometimes it feels like probably God's been in that position where he's like, will you never get it? Will you never understand? I've got a better plan for you. But God is more patient than we could ever be. And he knows that that last moment where we can claim God as our deliverer, and we can declare that as truth. What else? What else can we understand? Patience requires action. Have you guys ever heard of, you know, passive patience versus active patience? You know, being in that moment, in that place where you're waiting for God to do something versus the person who says, you know, I'm waiting for God to do something, but I'm going to step out in faith in the meantime. I liken it to a racer. Now, I've never competed in a foot race. I've never been the strongest. I've never been the athlete. But I watch racers. They're in the starting blocks. And how often are they there? And what are they doing? They're preparing. They're bouncing. Right? They're getting in that place where they're getting ready. They're getting ready. They're not sitting idly by. They're not just locked their knees in the position. No, they're bouncing. They're bouncing. This quote came out of one of the commentaries I read as I was preparing, and it reads this way: perhaps the meaning of the confession, referring to Christ, or God doesn't want our sacrifices, he wants is our obedience. That Yahweh's prerequisite for entrance into his temple is not sacrifice, but willingness to obey Yahweh's instruction. What if God didn't want my money as much as he wanted my heart? And while I'm waiting for him, he's waiting for me too. And that sometimes we have to take a look at the situation. What would be different if God were to deliver tomorrow? Well, how can I start to do the things that are required of me tomorrow, today? How can I be the kind of person that I know God needs me to be when that comes through? How can I be seeking God's face more in those moments where I'm waiting for God to give me an answer to the question that I've been looking for? How can I be pouring out into other people more as I'm waiting for God to pour into me? This concept of action in the midst of our patience, challenges us to something so much more than we can think. Because yes, it might feel agonizing to be in that place where we're waiting for God. But we can learn even in the midst of that patience. And we can be growing in the midst of that patience. And we can be doing in the midst of that patience. It's not about sitting in a chair in the middle of a white room waiting for God to do something. Let's be going and doing things for God while we're waiting. I think as well that we should be expectantly patient. We should be expectantly patient. You see, this Romans verse stuck out to me. It says, "Not so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance." What's the perseverance and patience? Pretty well the same thing. And perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame because of God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. I showed you that video at the beginning of the sermon, and it's actually based on a study that was done of toddlers and young children. And what the experiment actually was this. They gave toddlers, young children, a marshmallow. And they said, "We're going to be gone for 20 minutes. And when we come back, if the marshmallow is still here, you get a second one. So you can have two if you wait. But you are totally free to eat it right now if you really want. It's your call." The study was actually carried on and followed through for about 18 years on each of these children. And what they found is the children who exhibited more patience, also more self-control from the first week, they were generally more successful in life. This concept of patience, we shouldn't be only waiting for what God is going to do for us, what he's doing in us. Opening our hearts and lives and minds to what God wants to do in each and every one of us in that process of patience. And for those of you and those of us who have been around a few years, have been through this process of patience over and over and over again, what do you notice? The things that you have to be patient for, they often get deeper and deeper and deeper in terms of their meaning. And the things that you had to be patient for now don't seem to bother you as much, right? Those moments where you're making the left-hand turn and you're realizing, you know what, he's going to cross. It doesn't really matter anyway. I'm late. What's 40 extra seconds? That moment where we look back on the things that we're waiting for God now and the things we waited on him before, and sometimes we feel a little bit foolish, don't we? But isn't that God's working in our lives? Isn't that God's working in our lives that when we look back on the things we had to be patient for now and the things that we thought we were waiting for and things that we were longing for and how we reacted and responded, now we're so much further developed, greater patience, all of these things. This is the reality. When it comes to patience, it's not only about sitting there waiting. It's not only about just saying God's good through it all. It's being able to recognize. I love the introduction that Pastor George put on the passage we just read when Joyce said it. You know, the Psalms exhibited the full range of emotions. And as we allow ourselves to go through those ranges with God, holding on to him, clinging on to him, allowing him to work in us, we not only will be better Christians, but we will be better people. Amen. I'd like to invite the band to come back forward. I'd like to invite the band to come back forward because I would like us all to think about, just for a moment, what God has done in our lives. And how each and every moment and each and every time we ourselves have needed God's patience to be with us, and we ourselves need more patience to wait on God. God, we thank you that you are a God who is patient with us when we wander. When you look down on us and say, what are you doing? Thank you that you are a God who wants to live out more patience in us, God. Develop more patience in us. To be able to persevere in those moments where it feels like you've gone. Even in those moments, God, remind us that you are with us. Wrap your arms around each and every one. And let us receive a portion more of what it is that you have for each and every one of us. In your name we pray. Amen.